Hello.
What's the code?
Welcome.
Okay.
This is translator for 261.
What is the code?
This is translator 44261.
Is he a droid?
Are you a droid?
Hello, yes.
Okay, we're trying to get connected up to the sixth dimension, Cadell.
I am not sure what that destination is. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
This is translator number 44261.
Are you Federation?
Federation standard, yes.
Well, welcome. We've lost our connection to our friends, and so we were just trying to connect up with them, and you got the line.
Hello.
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 My destination translator number is 44261, Federation standard symbol.
Yes. Our line is represented by a blue light, and our friends are probably inside the light, if you can see them.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Do you see a blue light?
No.
What light do you see?
I am in a ship called Kraken.
Well, we don't want to interrupt your work. Why don't we just release the line and try again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Releasing.
I'm surprised you can hear me.
Yeah.
I love talking to droids.
Federation one.
Yeah, you still got him. I think you might just have to wake up Stuart to break the connection, because the droid's gonna keep the line.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let's see. Stuart, wake up. Line back to Earth.
My name is Satomi, and welcome.
That's for the code.
Okay, what is the code?
What code? I'm a Satomian.
Hello, welcome.
Fifth dimension.
Fifth dimension. Yes, we're trying to reach our friends.
Friends.
Yes, they're in the sixth dimension, in the sixth realm. They're angel beings.
Oh.
And that's why we're asking for the code, so we would know that we'd have the right parties.
Oh.
So,
I'm a Saturnian.
Welcome.
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 You think you can help us out?
Welcome, yes.
Well, if you see a blue light.
I am made up of 32,000 beings.
Oh, wow. In a collective?
Yes. Very good.
Are you connected with Earth or with another world?
No.
Well, I had to ask.
I am a Saturnian.
Are you even in our solar system?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
So you're part of a huge collective.
Huge collective from Saturnia.
Saturnia. Isn't it? Near the world?
Welcome.
Well, we were talking to our friends. We don't know what to do.
Who are you trying to reach?
Name is Cadell.
Cadell, sixth dimension.
Oh, I do not know that.
Yeah. So,
okay, hold on.
Oh, okay. See, Mark, you have to be friendlier. You have to be more sociable. Yeah. They'll help.
You're very funny. You're very funny.
No, they'll help.
After what I'm going through,
There's a lot of nice beings out there. They'll help out.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust one soul unless I get confirmation. After what I'm going through.
Well, you can sort of tell if they're friendly.
If the roles were reversed, I think you feel the same way.
Well, so what's Stuart doing? Ruling his head?
Just shaking and waiting to see what's going to happen here.
Hello. I am still trying to reach your friend.
Okay, I'm hearing help. I'm hearing a set.
Okay.
And this thing is busy.
Well,
why the line?
Are you a plasma being?
Yes.
Oh, you are. You might be close by. You might be in a world that we call Jupiter. Because I talked to a fifth dimensional plasma being from Jupiter. Is your world covered in storms?
Yes, three storms.
And does your world have a big red dot on it, a big red storm?
Big red storm.
Yeah, is that your world?
Yes.
Well, you're in our solar system, so welcome, neighbor.
Welcome. Welcome.
We're neighbors.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're a third planet from the sun, and I think you're fifth or sixth planet from the sun. And we have Saturn with the rings, and then we have Mars.
Ice rings.
What did he say?
Ice rings.
Ice rings, yeah. And there's Mars, which is a smaller world, and then there's us, and we have...
I like you.
Oh, well, I like you too.
I like you.
It's not every day we can talk to a collective, a plasma being.
I am made up of 32,000 beings.
32,000 beings.
Yes.
And you all get along, and you're all friends, and you have a good time. So what do you do? What do you do in your world?
I fly.
So Jupiter, I don't think it has like a rocky planet, does it?
Yes, it is a rocky point.
But it's just like real small, and then you have all these massive storms, all these beautiful storms.
Yes, beautiful.
We have orbiters that go up close. And
then a third storm, you can go through it at an angle of 45 degrees. And then be in another particle situation.
Like a parallel world?
No, but another part of the universe.
Another part of the universe?
Yes.
So you're connected with other worlds?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like that?
Yes.
And you go back and forth?
Yes. That's me through the third storm at a 45-degree angle.
And when you go to this other world, do all of you go, or can you go separately?
All of us at the same time.
All of you. Wow, that must get crowded. So, well, we're third dimensional. We're humans.
Humans?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you were human.
I know. We've got a bad reputation. We've got a bad reputation, don't we?
Hello.
Well, what do you do for entertainment?
Entertainment. We entertain ourselves by twirling.
Twirling? So yes. Is that like dancing?
Yes, there are thousands of beings like me. But yeah. We live in a plasma particle.
Are you born and have a lifespan, or are you eternal?
Eternal.
Eternal. Are there millions of collectives like you on your world?
No. No, I am part of 32,000.
32,000 members of your collective, and then there's like thousands of other collectives?
Correct, yes.
Now, here on Earth, we have positive beings, neutral beings, and negative beings. Do you have the same thing there?
We are neutral.
Neutral. Do you get hostiles that come in and try to cause trouble?
No, we hide.
You hide.
The storms collect us.
What energizes the storms?
Polarized realms? Ion fields.
Is it like magnetism?
In a way, but they're more ion fields.
Ion fields.
Is it? I don't need to interrupt the conference. We have to go.
Oh.
We have to go. There's other things we have to do.
Oh.
The boss is calling. We have things we have to get done.
Well, it's been wonderful talking with you.
I will wait.
And you've been very nice to talk to a human. I really appreciate it.
Yes, I will wait.
Oh, you wait? Okay, well, let's see where this goes. Mark?
No. We have to cut the line.
Oh.
We have to completely cut the line. It's, the Ivory and I have things we have to do together.
We'll tell our guest.
Okay. It's been nice chatting with you.
Oh.
Sorry, we have to go.
I will wait.
Unfortunately, now the being that you're speaking through has to wake up. We have things we have to do, other chores.
I apologize. Speaking with your wind.
Yes, another time, though. Another occasion, that'll be fine.
Call me.
Yeah, keep on the lookout for the line, and when it comes along, just pick it up again, and we'll chat some more, okay?
Yes, sir.
That would be fun. It's been fun.
Very good. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Take care. Okay. All right, Stuart's waking up. Well, he's going to wake up in a second.
Well, that was fun. The second Jupiterian that I've talked with.
Wow. Nice.
The second plasma being, a plasma collective.
Hello.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, I don't know. You just started rocking.
Welcome.
We don't have time.
Well, be courteous. Be respectful.
I know. I know.
Let's just introduce yourself and then say, you know.
What is the code? What's the code?
Hello.
What's the code?
What code?
Okay, he's not.
Yeah, well, you can still be respectful and courteous, just, you know.
Thank you, but the line got crossed. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well.
He's not going to just leave, Bill.
Huh?
So we have to go. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well.
See.
What I would do in that situation is what I always have done, which is just explain to the party that they probably see a blue light, and if they look at into the light, that they'll see our friends, and they'll be able to complete the connection.
Right, but they're not available now.
Well, it's...
So I'm trying to help them to release the line.
Then the euphorics would release the line, but
they're not available.
My understanding, it may be different now, but that the line disconnects up to a random place, like in our town square somewhere, and we pick up whoever just happens to be walking by.
Right. Not anymore. The line is no longer, it's a different line. They don't see a blue line anymore. Things have changed a little bit.
Well,
and
you're not telling me? Remember
I told you he sits on a chair and his head rocks back and forth, but the line is going, I mean, it's going to where it's going to. I mean, I can't.
Welcome. Hello.
So let me see if I can say goodbye to you. Okay, I appreciate it. We have to go. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Well, this is frustrating to me because I want to talk to him, so I think I'll hang up.
I know, but we have things to do.